In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
My mom made my dad crash our wedding night. Some of you may remember the story that I wrote about almost being trapped in an arranged marriage. Right up to the day I married the man who rescued me from that life, my mom saw my upcoming freedom as a threat. This is the story of her last grasp for control. I will call my husband Michael in the story, since I usually call him hubby, and that would be weird since my parents are the ones talking to him. But don't worry, it's still not his real name. When Michael and I were planning our wedding, we decided to move back to his home state so he could finish college. The plan was that he would spend our wedding night in a cabin in the woods, and then ride back with his family the next day, before picking up his car and setting off for our real honeymoon at the beach. All went well, and we had a lovely first day of marriage, alone together in our secluded little cabin. When night fell, however, my new husband started to feel weird about it and wanted to lock our bedroom door, even though the front door was locked as well. I just thought he was being cute because since I was raised in a cult, I mentioned in the other story, and he was raised very conservative, this was our first time sleeping together, and I thought it was adorable that he was so shy, so I humored him and locked the bedroom door. Edit. Apparently I wasn't clear enough here, but we were both virgins, and this was our first night for everything. I was hoping I wouldn't have to come out and say that, but the comment section was confused, so yeah. We had our alarm set for 3:30 because his family was picking us up to drive back at 4 a.m, and we went to sleep not expecting anything. I was awoken by a strangely familiar sound that confused me. Loud knocking, and then, "Opie, Michael, wake up!" All sweet and quiet, but getting progressively louder and persistent. It was my dad's voice, and he was in the house, knocking on our bedroom door on our first night of sleeping in the same bed as husband and wife. I looked at the clock, and it was 2 a.m. Both my new husband and I rushed to get our clothes on, bewildered as to how this could have happened. Once we were decent, we opened the door, and there stood my dad, smiling and completely oblivious to what he had just done. "Dad, there you are. Time to wake up." "Dad? Why are you here?" "We wanted to say goodbye before you left." "But we aren't supposed to leave till 4. It's 2 a.m. "I know, but your mum said it would take a while for you to get ready and pack your bags, and she wanted time to spend with you after that." Our bags were already packed, since we were only staying one night there. We hadn't unpacked anything. We had planned to just get dressed and go, but now we were awake 2 hours early and feeling very tired that my dad had awoken us up in the middle of the night on our wedding night. I asked, "If the whole family is here, where are they?" "They're in the van outside. The gate to the driveway is locked. You have the only key. I walked down to get it from you and let them in."
"But how did you get in the cabin?"
"Oh, we have an extra key for emergencies. We just didn't realize that the gate had a key too."
My husband grabbed the key and gave it to my dad, and after he left, my husband said, "Aren't you glad now that I wanted to lock the bedroom door?" I just nodded and feeling miserably embarrassed. Our two families drove up to the house. His parents were staying with my family during the wedding, so when my mum ushered everyone over, they got swept along too. All my siblings piled inside our cabin, darting around and asking which bed we slept in. My husband's face was red, and I could tell he was starting to not feel well. My mum came in all smiles, asking what we needed help packing, and looked disappointed when I told her there was nothing left to be done, and we had been ready since the night before, so we could have as much sleep as possible before we were supposed to leave at 4 o'clock. I could plainly see why she got the hint that I was not happy, but she shrugged it off and said,
"Oh good, then we have more time to spend with you before you go."
I just shook my head and looked at my husband, very concerned for him now as he was holding his jaw and starting to wilt against the kitchen counter. I asked him what was wrong, and he said that he had the worst toothache ever, and thought that he might need a root canal since it felt exactly like the time that he had one in the past. He still smiled and said that even though it hurt, he was at least glad that it waited till after our wedding, so it didn't ruin anything important. I insisted that he was more important than anything else, and asked what I could do to help him feel better. He asked for some ice water to hold in his mouth, and as I got it for him, my mum told him all the essential oils he should use to fix it up, and then called us all into the living room to line up and sing the goodbye blessing song. My husband politely stood there with his mouth full of water, as my mum led my brothers and sisters in pre-forming song after song, until I finally cut in and said, "Well, we better get on the road and see if we can get Michael an appointment at his family dentist back home." My mum said, "Aw, really? I wouldn't have made us come out so early if I'd known you would have just left earlier." I shrugged and was just a little more than annoyed that she didn't care at all how long she was making my husband stand there in pain. We loaded our suitcase on top of the box full of things I was bringing from my old home. Then we hugged everyone goodbye and got on the road. As soon as morning actually arrived and the dentist opened, we scheduled an emergency appointment for my husband. They were very generous and were able to get his bad tooth taken care of in one day, and we were still able to make it to the beach. That is another story entirely. To this day, it amazes me how my dad didn't even realize how awkward it was for us to have him come knocking on our door during our first night together. I can only assume he was so focused on keeping my mum happy that he was on autopilot and wasn't thinking. I get him back though, now that they are divorced and he has his brain again, by telling the story of how he crashed our wedding night every chance I get, and watched his face turn, belatedly, red. Our next story was posted by user Aridius05, titled, "Entitled Mother Gets Me Kicked Off the Bus for Having a Disability." Hello, I have a disability. Haha, I can't remember what it is called for the life of me, which causes my ankle to give way for no reason. And it is very painful when it does. Hurts if any weight is on it at all. And I have started the progress to get, or attempt, to get a disabled bus pass due to this incident. I am currently in an ankle brace. Anyway, without any more explanation, here is the cast. Entitled Pregnant Mum, Piece of Crap Bus Driver, Friend, aka The Best Person Ever, Quiet Little Boy, Me, Aridius. This happened a few days ago. Friend and I had bought ourselves movie tickets to A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and had permission from our guardians to take the bus to the theater, which was a solid 2 hours away on foot. Probably a 2 hours and 30 minutes for me, since I'm a slow walker in general. We had boarded the bus, and both had the worst bus driver ever. When we got on, before we had sat down, and while I was still climbing up the stairs on the bus, the bus driver had shut the bus door and had taken off. The bus had one seat open, and Friend knew about my disability, and being the kind soul that they are, gave me the seat. A few stops down the road, Entitled Mother and Little Boy board. Entitled Mother walks up the stairs, looks around, and huffs. I'm guessing either she was just on the larger side or was pregnant, as she was noticeable and had a bulge in her stomach. "Hey, you!" "Yeah, miss? I'm pregnant. I need that seat more than you." "Ma'am, there's literally a whole bus around you. Ask one of them. I'm disabled." "You look fine. You're just being rude." Then my friend says, "Ma'am, he wears a brace. It hurts him to stand." "So? For the love of..." "Just ask someone else. You're in my favorite seat, though." Little boy had already started quietly talking to another kid on the bus and glancing at his mum as if he were talking about her. "Lady, I told you, I have a disability." "You're just saying that because you're lazy. Give me your seat. I'm pregnant. Little boy, tell him." "She is." By now, we had caught the bus driver's attention, and he says, "Get up, boy." Me, ripping my pant leg up to show my brace, "I have a disability. And I'm pregnant. Get the frick up." My friend says, "You can stand without constant pain. He can't. Ask someone else." "Get up or get off." "Come on. He can't stand without pain." At this point, I'm very upset about causing an uproar, so I wasn't fighting much anymore. I just say, ask someone else. And entitled mother goes, give me your seat. So my friend goes, come on, Aridius. We chose our battles. Is this worth it? I won't be able to get onto the theatre on time if we walk. Then miss whatever crap storm you're watching. At this point, I'm on the verge of tears, so I could hardly speak. My friend says, I'll call a taxi. Frick this. Okay. Now frick off, you don't even deserve to be at the movies. And the bus driver yells at us to get off. Friend left the bus behind me, but before it took off, they poked their head in and yelled, go frick yourself, bee! I didn't see that look on her face, but from what friend told me, it was priceless. Friend and I ended up getting to the theatre on time, and got home relatively quickly on another bus, and its bus driver was thankfully fine. Anyways, this is the end of the story, and have a good night, day, or evening. Post note, I am reporting him when I get home, and I'll just update this post with the name of the disability once I'm home. I'm sorry it took so long. I'm the worst with names of literally anything. I don't remember my siblings' names well, as an example. Edit, I'm now home, and my disability is called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, according to the documents. No wonder I had a hard time remembering that name. Like stated, I'm very bad with everything's names. And don't worry, I'm about to report the bus, with the help of friends' actually good memory. Our next story was written by user Enjoyer Bulari, titled Entitled Mum Angry Over Disabled Restroom Stall. So some quick backstory. I have something spina bifida and a tethered spinal cord. In the past year, my mobility has deteriorated enough that I have to use a wheelchair whenever a lot of walking is required. And I know it's spina bifida, I just boofed it up. I'm not paralyzed, just have really, really bad noodle legs because of my condition. This happened at Fiesta, Texas, in San Antonio. My family and I were there, and both my oldest daughter and myself needed to use the restroom. Now, most of the time, whenever we go to a public restroom, the disabled stall is occupied by someone who isn't using it in the way it's intended. That's not really a big deal. I can understand why, and like usual, the stall was occupied. A lot of the regular stalls, however, were not, and I told my daughter to use the one while I waited for the person using the stall I needed to finish. And then, entitled mother walks in with a small boy and stands to the left of my chair. I got the usual look of, you don't look like you belong in a wheelchair, from entitled mother, and then was promptly ignored after that. Not a big deal, it happens all the time. A minute or two goes by, and both my daughter and the lady using the disabled stall come out. My daughter immediately starts to move towards the stall as I begin to wheel myself to it, when all of a sudden, entitled mother tries to cut me off to go into it. I say to her, excuse me, ma'am, I was waiting for that stall. And she turns around to look at me and says, in the snottiest tone I've ever heard, oh, I didn't realize you needed to use the restroom. I thought you were waiting for your daughter. I tried to politely explain that I didn't actually need to use the restroom myself. When I tried to say that there were other stalls she could use, she cut me off to say, well, can't you wait a little longer? My son and I really need to use the restroom, and I don't like using the smaller stalls. It's not like you're going anywhere. By this point, I just kind of laughed at what she said and simply responded, maybe, but I was still here first, and need to use it before I make a puddle on the floor. Her face got pretty red after that, and she looked ready to start telling me off. That's when another lady walked in and just sort of stared. I guess entitled mother took that as a sign she couldn't be a rude snot like she wanted, and forcefully grabbed the boy and moved to the stall next to the disabled one. My daughter, looking fairly unfazed, kept the door to the stall open so I could wheel in before closing it behind us. But while I was taking care of my own business, I could hear entitled mother saying in a loud whisper, she probably doesn't even need that stupid chair, and it's just using it for sympathy. I laughed even louder at that and finished my business. We ended up leaving our stall at the same time, and she gave me one more look of, you don't look disabled, before huffing and leaving without them washing their hands. That is probably the most offensive thing out of the entire situation, lol. Our next post was by user Himaby, titled, Entitled Mother Throws Shelves of Food to the Floor Because I Didn't Break a Rule for Her, and Now Her Baby Will Starve. So, as stated in my past few posts, here, I work at Tesco, and it's in a pretty bad area if I'm being honest. I'd never live there, and thanks to Christmas picking away at people's pockets, a lot of people have started attending the reduction shelves a lot more than normal, so my job has been pretty hectic as of late. Normally, it's the occasional pushy customer who barges past me to get something off the shelf, and I don't mind that too much, it's to be somewhat expected to be honest. But today something happened that actually made my blood boil. It all started after I was just finishing off the first reduction of the day. There are three normally, and today I was working late, so I ended up doing all three. When I saw an arm reach over my head and grab a leg of lamb off the bottom shelf, I then heard a loud sigh, followed by an excuse me. I turned around to meet eyes with a woman. Late 40s, with typical Karen haircut, holding her hand is a young girl who looks around 6 to 7 years old. So I say, yes, can I help you? This lamb is only £1.45 cheaper than normal. You need to make it cheaper because I want to buy lots of them and freeze them all. My little girl loves her lamb, don't you, sweetie? Side note, there were around 15 lamb legs on the shelf, left over from Christmas. The little girl nods. I smile and respond with, unfortunately, that's as low as it will go for now. I won't be doing the next review until around 2 o'clock. She does one of those weird fake smiles and asks, how much will it be then? I tell her I didn't know, as the price normally varies from between 30 to 55% off, depending on how many have been sold since the first reduction. She then smiles again and says, well, I don't think that will be cheap enough then, either. Can you do any better? I then explain that at around 6 o'clock we do our final reduction, and anything that's left gets around 75% knocked off. And this seems to please the entitled mother, and as she was walking away, she shouts back at me, so if you save me about 5 of those lamb legs, I'll be back at around 7 o'clock. Sorry, ma'am, but I'm not allowed to save stock for anyone. It's first come, first serve. That's the rules, I shout back. Entitled mother laughs and repeats the fact that she'll be back at 7, and then walks with her daughter around the corner, so I continue with my work. I was about halfway done with the final production of the day, and by this point it's around 6:45, and all of the mentioned lamb legs are already gone. They were picked off the shelves almost instantly, and this is when I see entitled mother coming down the aisle towards me, basically dragging her poor daughter behind her, and I can already see the fire into her eyes. Where is all the lamb? I told you to save me some! I take a step back and try to explain. Sorry, ma'am, but like I said earlier, we aren't allowed to.
No, I don't want your excuses. We needed that lamb for our meals. We don't have a lot of money after Christmas.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And that was going to feed my baby. Now she's going to starve. I was almost certain that entitled mother was exaggerating, but to try and calm the situation down, I offered her some of the other food that I hadn't reduced yet at a slightly better rate. Entitled Mother then looked through the trays of the rest of the food that was stacked in. I like to take it off the shelves and keep it next to me, so I know what I have and haven't done yet. But when she had finished, she started screaming again. "We don't want any of this crap. We want our lamb. Get some off the shelf and give it to me now. You have to, or we will starve." I really am sorry, but I'm not allowed. I cut myself off when I saw Entitled Mother put her hands on the stack of trays of food that I was stood next to, and she pushed them onto the ground. The food went everywhere. Yogurt, meat, milk, pasta, dips all over the floor, me and the other customers, some of it even went on her own daughter. At this point, I'm furious and I want to scream at the Entitled Mother. I want to throw her food back in her face and shove her to the ground. A few members of staff, including my manager, have now run over and are making sure everyone is okay. Entitled Mother then begins to walk out without even checking to see if her daughter was okay. My manager is followed after her and left me and the other staff to clean the mess. I ended up staying for around 45 minutes late to clean up the floor and myself. Around 150 pounds of food had to go to waste tonight, all because I didn't break a rule for someone. Edit. So this post blew up overnight, and it seems a lot of people wanted to know if Entitled Mother faced any consequences. So I called my manager this morning and asked about it, and she explained that Entitled Mother was forced to pay for damages to the floor and shelves, and trays, as well as getting banned from the store. I don't know exactly how much she had to pay, but she told me it was around £600 total. Dear Lord. Our next story was posted by user peachy123_jp, titled, "What do you mean no?" So, our cast are Entitled Moron of a Mother, Entitled Mother's Kid, who's about 8 years old, Entitled Mother's Nice Kid, who's about 14, I think, the elderly passerby, and me. For a bit of context, I got a new drone for Christmas, and it's one I control from my phone. This is important later. Also, the park I talk about is down a path from my house and leads onto other housing estates, but also some woods. So I was flying my new drone in the grass fields of the park behind my house when PB came past. He was quite old and seemed amazed at how my drone worked. I showed him how it connected to my phone and how it can do flips and bounce and things. He seemed genuinely interested, so I tried landing it on his hand, which he seemed to enjoy. He said he hadn't seen his grandson for a while and would get him one as a Christmas gift, as he hadn't seen him for Christmas yet. I was quite happy at this point and, truthfully, a bit sad that the old gent had left. Then the fun began. I heard this shriek of joy, and I turned around to see Entitled Kid running towards me, screaming and waving his hands excitedly. A typical Entitled Mother came behind him. Nice Kid was trailing on behind and looked as if he knew what was about to go down. Entitled Mother, "Look, Entitled Kid, go play with that plane." And he says, "Plane, plane." He was only young. "Actually, it's a drone that I control from my, I don't care, but let Entitled Kid play with it. He likes planes." "I'm sorry, but I can't as he's very young. This was a very expensive Christmas gift and is very delicate and easy to break." "What? No, it's not. It's a plane. It's not going to break." "Well, it can break very easily. It's not a plane either." I was a bit annoyed at this point. "No, that's a plane. And give it to Entitled Kid. Now." "No, I'm sorry, but I can't." "What do you mean, no? Let my son play with your plane now." "He can't fly this. It's very easy to break, as I've already explained." "But you let PB fly it." "No, lol. PB was just watching me. And he was being nice, unlike yourself." Entitled Kid then made a grab for my drone, but it was hovering out of his reach, and I flew it even higher to be safe. "Give Entitled Kid the plane so he can fly it." "Even if I did give it to him, he couldn't fly it as you have to control it from my phone." "Well then give him your phone too." I'm a bit shocked at this point, but I will spare you the majority of the argument, as it was just the same thing as above. While we were arguing, I had stupidly stopped focusing on the drone, and it was about to fly over the lake in the park. As soon as I noticed, I knew I had to land it, which I did, as it would be on the other side of the park otherwise. Nice Kid walked over and picked it up. I was horrified here, as I was sure it would get broken.
Now give it to Entitled Kid so he can use it.
No, mate! Nice Kid walked over to me and gave it back, and at this point I began walking off as I had had enough. Entitled Mother was trying to confront me, but Nice Kid was arguing about her and telling her to stop. I really do hope he's okay, as he is the only reason I still have my very expensive drone. And our last story was posted by user True Risky, titled, Karen decides to wreak havoc on me and my family for months. She gets arrested. Hey all, so this story is a bit long, but hopefully worth it. I wanted to post this before, so let's see if this stays up. Either way, enjoy. And sorry if it's a bit dark, but I'm willing to take it down myself. So, some backstory. I live in a suburban area. I am by no means rich. I'm at best lower middle class. And I've been living in a house I'm in for almost 11 years now. We were lucky we got it off foreclosure back in 2009 when I was a teenager. So we finally got to move out of the crappy trailer home that I grew up in. I've seen some neighbors come and go since, including one old lady who was the predecessor of the Karen. She was mean and seemed to have it out for me, sometimes calling the police for noise complaints from the house. However, I never truly got in trouble since my neighbors always backed me up. The most they were scared of was my pit bull, but my neighbors know her well. She's partially blind and totally deaf, but she can still do some tricks because she can read lips. She's a smart dog after all. She is also naturally very protective of us, so while she'll bark at anyone who comes near us, she'll never harm a soul. She even got out a few times and just cuddled up with some of our old neighbors. Even though people keep insisting that she was aggressive because pit bulls are naturally aggressive, and so on and so forth. I heard it plenty of times already, but she's never going away until she grows old from age. Around mid-July this year, it turns out the old neighbor was completely incapable of fending for herself anymore due to her age, and she was put in a retirement home a few miles down from where we live. The house was in her kids' names, but they decided to put it on the market instead. It was vacant for several weeks until early mid-August. She came. The Karen. Cue intense piano solo, thunder crackling, and wicked witches laughing. I don't know how long she was scouting the house for, but around early mid-August, she officially moved in. Day one, she goes around the neighborhood. Seemed normal until she came to our door. Instead of greeting us, she began to make demands of us. Instead, we remove our tree and the plants in our front lawn since they'll blur leaves on my lawn and my lawn has to be maintained and you and your plants are going to hurt it in the long run. Note, she was literally the street away from us, a total of 8 houses apart, on the other side of the street. We told her no and that she will be fine. But for the next 10 or so minutes, she kept pushing it until finally, my stepmother slammed the door on her. Apparently, later on from what I learned, she made similar demands to the other neighbors, and some demanding that they either move out entirely because they'll scare us some with their appearance, and some threatening to call cops. I still don't get her reasoning behind this, but whatever. Day 2, I'm off to work around 7 in the morning, when I begin to unlock the car. Karen saw me and ran across to me, seemingly fuming.
You, stop right there! You have a pit bull in that house?
Me, confused. Yeah, but don't worry, she's a total teddy bear. She just,
no, I demand you get rid of that hellspawn now! Pit bulls are a lapdog of the devil, and all they're good for is killing. They're super aggressive, and I bet that she's been dreaming of biting your head off many times already. And as it stands, she's a threat to my son and the neighborhood.
Me, taken aback, but after a few moments I say, Ma'am, as I said, she's a teddy bear. I know you're scared. Pit bulls have a bad reputation, yeah, but I swear she's been trained well and she wouldn't hurt a fly. I've been living with her all my life, and not once did I see her attack a soul. I swear, you and everyone else is safe.
Bullcrap! You're lying!
If you don't get her impounded or put down today, I'm calling the fudge and cops on you, saying that you and your devil dog assaulted me. Who are they gonna believe? Someone like me, or a low-life piece of crap like you? I was very much ticked at this lady, so I just got out of my car and began to drive off. She slammed her fist on the roof of my car several times, but eventually I got to work. Luckily, she didn't leave a dent. When I came back home at around 5:30 that afternoon, there was two police cars near my house, and Karen standing there, giving me a crap-eating grin, and giving me the middle finger. I got out, and the moment I went inside, I see my dog sitting on the chair, with two policemen sitting on the couch, and my mum and stepmom in the living room. From what I got, my dog was trying to protect my mum and stepmom once the police came inside. But luckily, my stepmom managed to calm my dog down, and things were... well. She even came and licked one of them. After talking to them for a while, they decided to drop the case then and there, but keep an eye on both my dog and Karen. She got off without any trouble. I don't even think a warning. A few weeks later, she begins the same argument about getting rid of my dog, and once again, threatened to call the cops. She never did, but fast forward to Halloween. My uncle was with us, same as his three daughters, and I helped take care of them. 3 10-year-olds hyped up on sugar as hell, especially on a holiday. My uncle was on the front lawn sitting in the trunk of his truck, handing out candy and other stuff to any kids who came in his way. An hour and a half in, the cops come again and confront my uncle in the front lawn. My stepmom goes to figure out the problem. Apparently, someone called the police on my uncle saying that he was inappropriately touching minors and hit on any female who came his way. We were shocked and ticked. My uncle is nothing like what they're saying. We eventually figure out who called the cops. Lo and behold, it is Karen. We go to her house and both me and my uncle and my stepmom are fuming. She opens the door and instead of trying to talk it out, you know, like a normal person, she played the victim, insisting she and her son saw my uncle in the act. We did not buy it. Plus, our neighbors caught wind of it and soon defended my uncle, saying he was just sitting in his truck, handing out candy, and nothing more. Karen kept insisting her son was in danger of my uncle and refused to talk with us anymore. She slammed the door in our face, and the next morning, she puts a letter on our front door, simply calling us problematic for her son and neighborhood as a whole. And next time she has to report us, she's going to make damn sure she's going to ruin our lives forever. Yep, I'm dead serious. I'm not sure how I got the ire of this woman other than having a fluffball dog. The next day, she does it again and threatens to call the cops on us if we do not get rid of my dog. Then came the incident. The incident that nearly ruined my life. I was at work in early November, and I was doing my normal thing out in the shop when she came in and asked me for me specifically. My boss figured that we knew each other. Oh, trust me, we did. And brought me over. She wanted me to get a part for her, and my first thought was, okay, but you could have literally asked anyone else. But I complied and did it anyway, figuring it was only going to be a minute of being near this demon. What she wanted was on the top shelf, and when I got it, she got angry saying, "Why did you touch me?" And I just looked confused. I just said, "Sorry I'm trying to get your thing, sorry if I bumped into you," and I got it. She looked like she wanted to kill me and walked away. A few hours later, I'm called in, and apparently she filed a sexual harassment claim against me, saying I touched her ass and called her dirty names. And when I told them to check the cameras to where we were, they found out there was no contact whatsoever. But the police were there, so I asked, "She's been harassing me and my family for months. Is there anything I can do?" Which they just told me, "Unless you have proof, we cannot do anything. No proof, no charges." I was furious when I drove home for the day and decided to talk to a friend of mine who knew law much better than me. He recommended to record her in the act, and that my state was a one-party consent state, so I figured next time she did her trick, I'd have her. Well, Turns out I never had to do anything. Weird, I know. A few days after Thanksgiving, I walked out of my house to go to work and I saw a police car across the street. Karen in the back of the car in handcuffs. Well, I couldn't see it exactly, but I figured she was. And then I saw her son. Her son looked like he was near death, bruises everywhere and cuts across his legs and chest. I froze, but one of my neighbors, let's call him Mark, brought me back down to earth and told me what happened. Apparently, she started something with him earlier that day, and she threatened to kill him and his entire family. He called the cops and that was it. Later on, I figured out she was charged with possession of drugs, child endangerment and abuse, and a few other things like harassment and destruction of property. I don't know how long she's going to serve, but I don't care. I'm just glad she's gone. The house is vacant now, and it probably will be for a long time. I just hope if the house is able to be saved, the next one to move in will be less of a jerk as Karen.
Alrighty guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. It's ready to rumble.
I don't know what to say at the end of this episode, so I'm just trying to get through a whole bunch of these right now, so I hope you're enjoying them. Watch them again if you'd like, because I love you. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.